Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
All this week, during our June member drive on Air Talk, we've been highlighting KPCC's essential team members. These are folks who do work that is invaluable in ways that are not directly content production oriented, but instead do everything else that enables the content to reach you here on KPCC or at LAist.com. These are members of our backbone here at KPCC, people widely admired by those of us here as part of Southern California Public Radio. And it's been a real honor to get to talk with my colleagues over the course of this week. And it's been such a hit. We're going to continue this on our next member drive as well to make it a regular feature to highlight these terrific team members here at KPCC. On this final day of our June drive, it's my pleasure to be joined by our facilities manager, Yolanda Ware, and by talent acquisition manager in our human resources department, Marcello Sawyer. Cello and Yolanda, so good to have you both with us this morning.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yolanda, I have to start with you. If anybody has been a heroic figure here at KPCC for these past 16 months, it's you. The way that you have kept all of us safe here, the cleanliness of our facility, making sure that everybody's signing in on the app and doing everything that we need to do, it's an extraordinary undertaking. Share with us what this past 16 months has been like for you.
It's been a little crazy, to tell you the truth. Normally with facilities, we have a lot to do in the first place, just in the daily operation of the building, making sure that everything is maintained and it's in good working condition for you guys. But with a pandemic, I think at the beginning, it was a little scary not knowing what this really meant. But then we got into high gear. I mean, thank you to the help of Sean French, who's our facility specialist too. But we got into high gear in terms of making sure that everything was clean. We, cleaned all the high touch point places, making sure that we were up to date with whatever the CDC guidelines were and Cal OSHA regulations, and it's just taking care of the folks that we work with because we love the people that we work with here.
Well, and I know finding, the filtration system that you needed to use for the HVAC that was going to be effective, another big issue here, and just making sure that people are in compliance with the rules. Every work site has had that issue. And I have to say, people here very conscientious at KPCC and now, widely vaccinated in the building, those of us that are working on site. But nonetheless, I'm sure you had to have some difficult conversations at times.
It's true, but I think that for the most part, all of us who were in the building and are still in the building now understand that our priority is to make sure that we disseminate all the information that our audience needs, because we're all in this together. So even though there were some challenges, I think that everybody's on the same page and making sure that we're all safe.
And no question, Yolanda, you are a beloved figure here. We all so appreciate what you've done. Matt D'Angelo-Antonio's nodding so vigorously in assent to that. We appreciate you more than words can say. You have just gone above and beyond, and all of us see the tremendous amount of work that you've done over the course of this year plus. Yolanda Ware, KPCC Facilities Manager. As I mentioned, also with us, Marcello Sawyer, Talent Acquisition Manager. Cello, thank you so much. Share with us, particularly, during this period of COVID-19 and when there are openings that need to be filled, is this a more challenging period to interview and hire people?
Thanks, Larry. So I would say it's kind of a mixed bag. It's just presented new ways for us to really interact and engage with candidates. The virtual setting has actually been a bit of a blessing because we have a further reach. We're able to attend meetings, attend conferences, have conversations with folks that normally would have had to take place in a one-on-one physical setting. And with the virtual tools we have available, it's just been amazing for us from an access standpoint. So it does present different challenges. Obviously, all of our interviews are done either by phone or Zoom at this point. So you don't necessarily get that the feel for body language, for kind of how somebody's presence is in a room. But you know, other than that, it's been actually pretty good for us.
You know, beyond specific skill sets, experience, educational level, and the like, what are some of the things that you're looking for that are unique to a public broadcasting position and hiring someone who comes into a mission-driven organization like this?
Yeah, I would say it varies by the position. But for the most part, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head. You want somebody that has a similar philosophy, someone who's really reflective of and engaged with the community that we're trying to reach and that we're currently serving. So, you know, we want to hear from them how they are active in the community, how they are able to tap into their own networks and really empower others to be able to tell their stories when it comes to the journalism side of things. In other areas, we want them to be able to understand that they are key pieces of this organization. You know, this segment, I think, brings a lot to light in terms of how we identify our content folks and our backbone staff. And I'm doing the air quotes as I say that, and knowing that one is not a support to the other, but that they are essentially both essential to our operations.
Absolutely. You said that beautifully. Cello, just real briefly, what brought you to public radio and specifically to KPCC?
Oh, good question. So I say the number one thing is it was a nonprofit that was growing. I had come from for-profit environments before this, some in media, some not, and I was really excited to join an organization that was growing, an organization that had a nonprofit and mission-driven philosophy, and also that KPCC made it a point to put action behind its words around diversity and inclusion. That was pretty important to me. And that was one of the deciding factors for me when I joined back in 2012.
Marcello Sawyer, KPCC Talent Acquisition Manager in our HR department. Cello, thank you so much. Great to have you with us
Welcome.
Today for this Thank Backbone you. Segment. Yolanda Ware, KPCC Facilities Manager. In closing, what brought you to KPCC?
Oh my, I actually was taking my kids up the street to a daycare and saw the building as it was changing when KPCC first bought it. And I stopped in, talked to the general contractor and was very interested and set up a meeting with our then general manager, Mark Crawley, who was in need of help and I was happy to help.
That's great. And so how many years have you been here now? How many years has this building been open?
11 years.
All right. Thank you so much, Yolanda. And again, on behalf of all of your colleagues, thank you for all that you've done, which goes just above and beyond what could be expected from someone in your leadership position. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much,
Larry. Yolanda Ware, Facilities Manager here at KPCC, which the title doesn't quite do justice to because her duties are highly diverse and cover many different facets of our operations here at KPCC. Cello and Yolanda are part of the backbone of KPCC, our essential team members who provide you with what you hear every day at KPCC or what you read at LAist.com by providing the invaluable services that go into all the production here at KPCC. As I said, we'll continue with these backbone segments, these interviews, on our next member drive coming up later this year.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.